Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, October 11th, 2014, and you are tuned in to another Pet Spooktacular episode of The Missy Show. We're your premier source for fun and informative pet topics. And just a reminder, the whole month of October is Pet Spooktacular Month, so if you like animal topics and supernatural topics, if you tune in each Saturday this month, you can get the best of both worlds. Now, with that said, I'm your host, Jay, and on board as my co-captain once again is the lovely D. Que pasa, chica?
Hola, chica. Hello, Jay. How are you doing today? I don't know. I became a Calypso reggae man. I don't know where that
was. Before the show went live, your accent was more like Pip from Great Expectations, and now I guess you're Jamaican. So we're going with it.
We're just going to roll with it because who knows what's going to come out of my horrible accent. What's going to come out of my mouth? So who knows? We're going to go with it. Who knows what I'll be next?
We're not even going to talk about your Irish accent. That's another story. Well, you know, it's just a beautiful day outside, and I'm just enjoying the weather. Later on after the show, me and my hubby, you know, we plan on going outside and putting up our Halloween decorations.
Oh, are you? So you're going to do Halloween?
We are. We're trying to wait for the sun to go down because it's still kind of warm. You know, it's not as cool as it was last weekend. So, yeah, we plan on doing that and all that good stuff, and he's into his fog machine, so all the kids should be in for a treat because he's got some extra props this year.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I might have to come down and just pay a visit to see, you know, his creation this year.
Yeah, you need to come for a visit, but I know it's really black up in here, so maybe I'll send him to come get you so you won't have to.
It might be a good idea. Because, yeah, it's a little dark. Your area will really fit in with the whole theme of Halloween because it gets super dark down where you
live. Hey, we live in the right area for all his props because I just really want you to see this, but we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Yes.
Now, on to today's topic. Today we are talking about creepy animal stories, and we have a special guest who will be joining us in just a moment.
Yay!
But before we get started, we want to give out the call-in number to the show, which is 347-8313, or you can listen in the archives later at blogtalkradio.com/ She's a Torty, and that's SHESATORTIE. We'd love to hear your creepy animal story.
Yes.
Okay, and without further ado, we are welcoming back a very special guest who's been on with us twice before. So, Missy Show listeners, please give a warm third welcome to Miss Evelyn the Cat Whisperer. Hello, Miss Evelyn. How are you today?
Well, hello. How are you girls this evening?
We're doing great.
Y'all are so funny. I tell you, I was about to laugh. I didn't want to laugh. I was about to, though. Yeah.
Feel free. Go ahead and laugh. We're all friends.
Yeah, okay. Well, it was pretty funny that with the accent and thing. Yeah, it's hard to believe. It's October already. Over half of the year is gone. It's just really hard to believe. Yes.
It is almost Christmas. Can you believe that? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
and it's like nearly half of this month is gone. You know,
it really has. Oh, yes, the time of year when the ghosts and goblins and the spooks and everything are out, so we say, you know. But it's a good month for the topic that you guys have on.
Ever since we did the original Pets and the Paranormal back in April, you know,
I missed that
one. Great response to that. Yeah, you need to go back and listen to it in the archives, and I'm actually working on even putting it on YouTube so we can kind of expand our audience. But, you know, we had such a great response to that episode that I knew that I wanted to do something again in October. You know, me and Dee said that would be really interesting to put that back out there.
Right, and it's amazing how that time has done flew on past, and it's almost been a year, you know. The time just some flew on by, and the things that happened, you know, in October, which I know it's a month of just, you know, change. It's like everything changes. It's 1 minute it's cool, 1 minute it's warm, and you know, it's just like a month of everything changing and different things happening. Even like you were saying, with the pet thing, it's just almost like it's something unexpected can just, you know, happen in October. Maybe just because it's getting close to Halloween, maybe. But I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
No, I was just agreeing with you. This is a month.
Oh, okay.
October is always that month of where you just don't know what's going to happen.
Right. It was like it was so cool last weekend, like you were saying, and now it's almost like it's a summer day, and it's just,
yeah,
you know, it's so.
And I think that just comes with the territory where we are, too, just in this area of the country. We're just kind of unstable when it comes to the season.
Right.
Last time you were on the Cat Whisperer show, we had gotten into a conversation, and you had briefly got to kind of go into the story about this mysterious black cat from your childhood.
I remember that to this day, and I was a little kid then. I would say I was maybe 6 or 7, but I remember it just as though it was yesterday, you know, because I remember me and my mom, for some reason, we slept in a back bedroom, and it was on the back side of the house. And for some reason, my mom always slept at the foot of the bed, and I was up top. And I guess my other siblings, they were in the other room. My stepdad, he was in another room. So me and my mom was in there. She was at the foot of the bed, and she was, I'm assuming she was asleep, you know, because I was woke. I always stayed, you know, woke a lot when I was a child. I don't know, I was just always afraid. Seemed like it was always something around or I could feel something. And at this particular time, I remember it was like in the summertime, and I remember how hot it would be, and I would always, no matter how hot it was, I always pulled a cover up over me, you know, to keep whatever it was from touching me or whatever it was that I felt. And this particular night, I know Mama was asleep, and I looked down at the foot of the bed, and I saw a black cat. And he had yellow eyes. Huh? Yes, and they had yellow, green eyes. Mm. At the time, you know, I'm like, if it was strange, because you would think my mama, she didn't like animals. She didn't like, cats, dogs. She would tolerate them, but she didn't care for them. So I'm thinking to myself, I was a child, and I was like, why she's not waking up that cat right by her? Because she would have ran the cat right off the bed and just ran him out of there if she had known he was in the bed or she had been woke or something. But she just, you know, was still sleeping, and she just laid there, and I looked, and I covered my head back up, and I think I looked maybe once or twice more. It was still there, and I guess the next thing, and I still kept thinking, why isn't she waking up? Why is she not looking? Why don't she see the cat there? And I could still see the eyes, the greenish yellow eyes, and it was a black cat. And I guess I looked again, and then it had disappeared. Like it just vanished. You know, I didn't see it anymore.
Wow.
And I remember the next morning.
So you don't think that it was possible? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying the next morning is like, I think I remember telling her about it, but I don't remember whether she said she didn't see it. So, you know, I'm assuming I was the only one that saw it. And she, I remember telling her. And it wasn't a dream because I was wide awake and I could still, you know, in my mind now, I can still remember seeing it. And it was
so
just
you don't
like
think
it was
it's
just
possible that it was one of the cats that you said that y'all owned. I know your mom didn't like having the cats on the inside, but you don't think it's possible that it could have been one of y'all's cats that got in there, or was it just
no? It had a creepy feeling about it. It wasn't just one of. No, it wasn't that one of the cats we had because they never, once the doors were closed at night and we was in the house, they, you know, the cats stayed outside. We never let cats in the house. Mama didn't allow cats or any animals up in the house. So once we laid down, all our doors were locked and stuff. Wasn't no way for the cat or nothing to get in there. And it just the way it was looking, it was watching me, and, you know, I was looking at it as though it was watching me, and I was looking back at it, but it was as though you could feel it almost as though it was not, you know, a real cat. It was almost like it was a, I ain't gonna say an apparition. I don't know what you would call it, but it was not, you know, a real live cat. It was almost just like it appeared there, and it was just at the foot of the bed, and it was just watching me, just looking at me. And like I said, I can still remember the eyes, the yellow, you know how a cat's eyes, the yellow, green-looking eyes, and it was just watching me. And all I can still remember that I was like, Mom, why didn't she wake up? The cat was right by her head, and she was at the foot of the bed.
Wow, that's scary.
Oh, honey, well, the cat was right down at the foot of the bed, and I'm up top. So when I would look up and I would see her down there, the cat was next to her. But she wasn't waking up or looking or anything, and I was the only one seeing the cat, and I'm the only one in the house that seemed like was awoke. So, and I just remember pulling the covers back over my head maybe once or twice, maybe, and it wasn't October. I can remember it was hot, and it was in the summertime. I do remember that. I think it was. And then I did it a couple of times, and then just like it just, I pulled it back the last time, and it just, like, it vanished. It disappeared. I didn't see it anymore. And I just like, wow.
Did you see the cat just that one time? You never saw it ever again?
That's the only time that I remember seeing it. And come to think about it, I remember we, at that particular time, we didn't even have a black cat. I know we actually had cats that were black, but not at that particular time. That's when I was, you know, much smaller. But we always had them as we were growing up, you know. But we didn't have, we more had gray cats, you know, maybe. But I remember us having a black cat, but he was the one I told you that was so mean. But he never would allow you to touch him. He wouldn't even get nowhere near anyone. So I knew it wasn't that, you know, cat. And I just remember him looking like he just disappeared, and he's just like he vanished, and the door wasn't open. And I got, like I said, I got up the next morning, and I was telling my mama about it, and she, you know, just didn't seem like it bothered her or nothing. And I didn't see no cat around anywhere, no black cat at all, even, you know, in the neighborhood or anything. So it just
creepy.
Yeah, it was, and I'm just like, I felt like it was, I don't know what kind of presence it was. I know they say black cats are bad luck or whatever you want to say, but it didn't bother me. It just was the way it was looking at me and staring at me. And
that's
what
I was
going to
ask you. Did you get a strange, did you get an eerie?
Yes, I did. That's what I'm saying. I was scared, and, you know, I covered my head up. Cause that's the thing, I was a small child, so I knew it was something funny about it because it was just the way it was looking at me and how it just sit real still, you know. It was just at the foot of the bed, and it just, I don't even know how it appeared there. Just like it came there, I looked up, and it was there. And like I said, it was by my mama's head, and she was at the foot of the bed. And I say it stayed there maybe around, say maybe ten minutes or so. I'd say about 10 minutes.
And that was 10 minutes too long.
Yeah, I'm telling you. And it was really a spooky house anyway. But we grew up with a lot of animals. We had cats, dogs too. But this wasn't one of the times we had, you know, the black cat that I was telling you about. It wasn't, and he hadn't died at that time because we never, you know, we didn't have the cat. So this one is just seemed real weird. And yeah, it was just strange because my mama didn't even sleep hard and looked like she wasn't even woke. She wouldn't wake up or anything. Almost as though she was in some kind of deep sleep or something. And it's just like the cat was just at the foot of the bed, like I say, staring at me. But he wasn't bothering her, but it's almost like she was in a deep sleep and she didn't sleep, you know, sound or anything. And anything that moved or touched, she was up, you know. She didn't sleep hard. But just for some reason, she was just asleep and she didn't wake up at all. And I was the only one that was woke.
You know what, guys? We actually have a caller in the queue, so we're going to patch them in and see if they have a question for the Cat Whisperer or if they want to contribute to the conversation about creepy animal stories. So we're going to see can we patch our caller in.
Okay.
Hello, caller. Are you there?
I'm there, but I'm not. I'm just listening. I don't have my hand raised.
Okay, all right. We just saw you in the queue, so you just want to keep on listening to the show?
Yeah, that's okay.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay,
yes,
sorry.
As I was saying, I mean, it was just weird to me, the fact that it just appeared, you know, out of nowhere, and I'm the only one in the house woke this, which I was always awoke, I seem, you know, and hearing and seeing things and things like that. And this particular time, like I said, I was a child. I was like maybe six, maybe 7 years old, and I would never forget that. And I know it was just no ordinary cat. It was not, you know, a pet or anything like that, because if it was, we had plenty of cats, but this particular one, it just appeared, like I said, at the foot of the bed, and it had the yellow-green eyes, and it was like they were just staring straight at me, you know, and all I can still remember to this day, I was like, Mama, why isn't she waking up? And I wanted her to wake up, you know, maybe, and I knew if she had been woke, she would have, like, get out of here, you know, Randy. She didn't like cats.
Yeah.
And this cat is almost like she was sleeping so hard. I don't know if the cat had anything to do with the reason, because she, like I said, she did not sleep hard at all. And the cat, it was just at the foot of the bed. You know that position they be in where they had their front legs up under them and their back legs some kind of way. And it was just staring, fixated on me. And I'm just at the cover. I'm just pulled the cover up over my head. And I'm like, she'll be gone. Pull the cover back down. It was still there. I know I did it at least about two, maybe three times. Then the last time, I guess it just vanished.
Miss Evelyn, I would just wake my mama up. She would have to wake up.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I couldn't. Didn't seem like I could get her to wake up. I don't know if I was kind of
paralyzed.
Maybe you were
paralyzed. You were probably too afraid. Yeah.
But I do.
Well,
I wasn't,
you know,
too afraid because I pulled a cover over my head, and I remember doing it. And I'm like, please wake up. And she wasn't waking up at all. It's just like she was in some kind of I don't know what it was. State where she was just sleeping, you know, and she didn't sleep hard. And the next morning I told her about it, and she just, you know, I think she knew, heard me what I was telling her, but she didn't react to it in any kind of way. And I knew she always would say that house, she told me that house that was haunted, you know, and I can believe that because of some of the things I've seen and felt and stuff, and but that was one of the particular ones that I would never forget that. And I will tell my kids.
You know, Miss Evelyn, speaking of cats, you knew my grandmother. And
of course,
I remember this story that my grandmother told us. And do you remember when she would talk about the cat lady?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she had face. She had a human, she stood up like a human, but she had a tail like a cat. She wore a dress, and her ears were like a cat's ears, like maybe she was deformed or something, and her face was messed up. And she actually said she would see her quite a bit, and she said she always wore a dress, but you could see the tail part up under the dress. And she said, like I said, she said the ears, her ears were, just, you know how a cat's ears were pointed
like
up on the, almost like it was kind of part of them that were human, but they pointed straight up like a cat. And she, her nose was mashed kind of in like a cat's nose. And maybe, I don't know, maybe she was just deformed some kind of way like that, but she looked, resembled a cat. And she, I forget where she was living, and she told me she was living at the time. But she always, I remember she always did talk about the cat lady, and she said she just would always walk, and she'd have a dress on, and she had just the tail. You could actually see the tail under the dress. And I knew she wouldn't have made
that
up.
I remember that story. I remember because she said she'd just be sitting out on the porch, and she would just see the cat lady. She'd just be walking, she'd
walking
just be on her way
there.
Somewhere, just walking down the street, just like the average
mm-hmm.
person just out walking. But she had the head of a cat. Her body was like a person's, but she had the head of a cat. She was a little
yes,
she was
I remember that. I remember that.
She was in the neighborhood. She was just like how, back in the days, people would sit out on their porch and more people walked around, rather than just being in cars. And she would just be going on about her business, just carrying on everyday business. And she just said she would see her. And I think my grandmama would say that she was kind of scared of her, but she never tried to do anything to her or anything, but she would just be passing by.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really strange. I mean, maybe that she was just deformed like that, but it was odd that she took on, the features of a cat, and that was interesting because she would walk and you could see the tail that she must have didn't realize, I guess, that it was showing because she always, mama said she always, your grandmother said she would always wear a dress, so. I don't know what the, whether she knew that you could tell or she just, that was just the way she, was born or whatever. But it's a lot of unexplained stuff out there that we can't explain and, stuff, just things that have, we can't explain it, and it just, they exist, but we don't know, where they come from or what.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say, my friend, he was living, he had a dog, I think he said his dog had passed, and I think he said his dog was named Pup Pup, and he said the dog had passed, and of course, I think he said he had been dead, for a while, and I think he said he was out on the porch, and it was hot, like in the summertime, so... He said the dog had passed, and he was on the porch, and he said it's like something in midair. He said the dog jumped, and he said he called the dog by his name. He said, Pup Pup, and then he said the next thing, Pup Pup jumped over him, vanished, and just disappeared into thin air. And he said he never saw, he never saw him again. But it's just a lot, that we don't know about that's, kind of on it. You can't explain it, but it's so much out there, until supernatural stuff, and it's just a lot of stuff that we don't know about. But I will say I believe it, I'm a believer. I really believe in anything that's out there that's, they can't explain, I believe it. Any kind of animal, the superstitions or whatever, So, But I really just wanted to call your show and, you know, let you guys know you're doing a great job. And I, you know, enjoy listening to your show.
Thank you, Miss Evelyn. We love you, Miss Evelyn. You know, you're welcome to come on the show anytime.
I am sure, you know, I'm just so glad to be a part of your show. And I really will try to be on again.
Okay, please do. We look forward to that.
Thank you, Miss Evelyn.
Okay,
thank you for calling. You have a good Saturday, okay?
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, that cat lady thing, Dee, that it used to kind of freak me out. But you know how you can tell, like, when your parents or your grandparents or whatever, they're just, you know, kind of joking around?
Yes.
But she swore, you know, I never once saw her as though she was just doing that to scare me. My grandma was never really that type. She never tried to, like, get me to behave by scaring me or anything. And she swore that this was a lady, you know, when she was younger, like when my mom was a little girl, a little bitty girl, and they lived, I forgot what area she said they were living in, but she would just see this lady. And she'd just be, you know, just going about her business, walking up and down the street.
You know, that is, I'm just like, okay, because, I mean, of course, there can be medical, you know, things that happen that make you, you know, have deformities in certain kind of ways that could possibly, but that is just, wow, you know, that is just like, wow, okay.
Yes, I mean, I've even tried to do research just to see have any other people ever said they've seen a cat lady. I can't really, or a cat person, and I can't really find anything online, but I want to say in our area, you know, when I was younger coming up, I don't think my grandmother was the only person who'd seen that lady.
Oh, really?
Because I want to say some of the other older people in that area have said that they'd also saw her before, but I can't find anything, you know, just because I was just trying to see had anyone ever seen anything like that before that could be documented, and, you know, I haven't run across anything like that, but that was just kind of weird. That was freaky.
Wow, that would have freaked me out a little bit, you know, poor Miss Evelyn, bless her heart. I think I would have had to wake up my mom. Mom would have woke something. Somebody would have gotten up with me with the cat sitting on the bed. Somebody would get up with me.
Oh, yeah, see, I get probably what happened. She probably became so paralyzed with fear, but I think I would have had to try to find a way to shout or do something because somebody would have to wake up with me, somebody.
Mom would have got kicked in the face that day, that night. Oh, so sorry, Mama, would apologize and explain later, but she would have got kicked in the face because somebody's got to get up. I can't speak. I'm kicking you in the face. Somebody's getting up. The cat go, or even somebody's going to be up with me to see this cat.
You know, and then the thing was down there just by her mom's head, you know, and that's freaky enough, too, you know, but I guess it didn't try to bother her mom or anything, but just to be down there, that's, no. But, yeah, Miss Evelyn has some great stories. She's seen quite a bit of stuff, you know, she kind of told me about the shadow people that she would sort of see in that house, and you know, she just sort of see them walking around and everything, even though that's kind of off far as the animal part of it. But, yeah, she had some interesting things, you know, go on in that house. And allegedly it's been kind of rumored that whole area was kind of like built on top of an old Indian burial ground. I haven't ever been anywhere and looked it up in a library or anything to find out the historical, you know, truth in that. But, you know, that's what was going around. So I don't know. But
wow.
Yes, that house has some, well, it's no longer there, but, you know, that land definitely has something going on.
Wow. That is like, it would be great to see if you could track down some, like, people that knew, if, you know, if they were still alive or what have you, that knew your grandmother or you know, around in that area to see if they could, like, tell the story of the cat lady.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really do wish that I could find some people who could, you know, back that up, you know. But I actually had a weird kind of experience myself, and it was when I would say maybe I was like 14, and I just remember me and my friends were just out in the street because that was back in the days when you know, played kickball or you were out there playing baseball or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just remember it was broad daylight, you know, I guess it was like up in the day, maybe about 1 o'clock or something. It was summertime. We were all out of school. And I just remember being outside, and for whatever reason, I saw something in the air, and it made me look up. And I just remember seeing a bird-like creature. And I say a bird-like creature because it was larger than any bird that I've ever seen. And I don't know what it was, but it startled me so bad that at first I couldn't say anything. I was just, like, looking at it, and I couldn't say anything to my friends, but eventually they looked up and saw it themselves, and everybody was, like, pointing and, like, what in the world is that, you know? And it just was flying on, and then it just went over these trees. And we had, like, a swamp area that was, like, maybe a mile or so from where we lived, and, you know, I remember just telling my mom about it, and she was like, well, there's no telling what it was. You know, it could have been, you know, coming from over there in that swamp, but it was on its way back to the swamp. But I'd never seen anything that big before. I mean, that wasn't like a typical bird. That's why I say it was a bird-like creature. It could fly, but it wasn't a bird. It almost, I won't say it put you in mind of a pterodactyl. Not that big, but it was huge, you know? And to this day, I don't know what it was, and none of me and my friends, we couldn't account for it. We don't know what to make of that. I still don't know what that was.
Oh, that's crazy. You know what that puts me in the mind? Have you ever seen the movie Jeepers Creepers?
Yes, I have.
The actual creature that, because it was a bird-like thing, the guy or whatever it was. So it kind of put
the creeper, I know who you're talking about. That, yeah, he is so freaky, yeah.
That movie freaks me out still to this day. I will not watch it. I don't even like that song anymore. But anyway,
I know.
Don't want to have anything to do with that. But anyway, that's when you said that. That's kind of what that put me in the mind of that. That's,
yeah, and I mean, it was some type of bird creature. It looked like a bird, but it wasn't just a regular bird. It was huge. It was like seeing something perhaps human-sized flying in the sky, like if you saw a bird that was like as big as a person, and it just took, I remember it just sort of took my voice, because when I saw it, I couldn't say anything at first, and I guess I was just looking upward, and I don't know if that's what got my friend's attention, or they just eventually looked up anyway, and none of us knew what that was. And the largest bird that I know of is what, like an ostrich, but they can't fly.
Yeah.
So, and plus it wouldn't have been an ostrich, I think, in this area anyway, but it just looked about as big as a human, like an adult, but it was a bird of some type, and it was flying through there.
That is so weird and strange.
Yeah. I'm not saying it was humanoid. It was like a bird, but it was the size of a person. So I don't know what that was. I'd really love to know what that was. I don't know if anybody else has ever seen that. If any of our listeners have ever seen a cat-like human hybrid creature and you want to call in or you want to comment on our Facebook page or on Twitter, let me know.
Well,
or if you've seen this bird creature, let me know.
Exactly. Well, you know, there are stories out there. You know there are stories out there that people have probably witnessed things, but they're like, I can't even tell you what that is. I don't even know how to begin to explain to you what that is. So,
yeah.
It's the time of month where it's really great to have these kinds of stories, but they still kind of freak me out.
Yeah, I know. And it's starting to get toward nighttime now, so I don't know about that. But
it's like, I want a buddy. So it's weird, but I mean, it makes it fun. But you have those unexplained things. A lot of them have to do with animals. So hey, you have it.
Yes, you do. You know, and you know what? Another topic that we're gonna cover, and I'm gonna hand this over to you. But I haven't ever sighted one of these, and I don't want to. I'm not even saying that this is real. I'm not saying I believe in hellhounds. But, you know, you hear certain things in folklore, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought about, you know, why not include that anyway? Maybe there are some people out there who have, because I was actually looking at an episode of Monsters and Mysteries in America. I don't know if any of you watched that show, but it's like they reenact supposedly real live cases where people have run across certain types of humanoid things or whatever. And there was this couple in Florida who actually ran across a hellhound. Actually, I think they showed like two sets of people who ran across a hellhound. And I forget the city in Florida, but that kind of made me say, why not add that to the episode too?
Well, speaking of hellhounds, Jay, and referring to the show that you just commented on, I actually have a little snippet here that I want to share with everybody. And you were saying to me, because we were speaking about this beforehand, but this kind of is about the highway. Highway, which you were telling me that it's no longer Highway 666 anymore. The famous highway, but it's no longer 666 anymore. You were saying that it's Highway 66 now?
Yeah, I think they took off one of the sixes because I think the 666 was freaking people out and they already had enough weird experiences on that highway, so they felt like, okay, we'll take one of the sixes off. So I think to this day now it's just Route 66.
Exactly, because the whole demonic thing and, you know, the whole thing that connects with the 666. But what I did find was when it was Highway 666, which I guess it's still 66 now, but on Highway 666 at the time that it was, an endless bound, and just to give you a little information about Highway 666 and where it's located or whatever, an endless bound of unexplained phenomena has occurred throughout history. Highway 666, or 66, is considered to be one of the most famous roads in North America. This road expands from the distance that is equivalent to approximately 200 miles. This road starts in the city of Monticello in the state of Utah and extends to the city of Gallup, which is located in New Mexico. One may also access this haunted highway in the southwestern region of the state of Colorado. As you drive down this particular highway, you will pass a large amount of majestic scenery, such as beautiful situated rocks and tall cactus plants and desert dirt. But despite the fact that this highway is so popular, many travelers work to avoid this desolate span of road. And one of the reasons why people avoid this span of road is because many crazy things happen on the stretch of road. And one of the things that some people have experienced is the sighting of the Hounds of Hell, I guess what you would say. Many individuals that traveled the haunted Highway 666 claim to have been subjected to a pack of vicious, threatening dogs. These dogs are often called the Hounds of Hell. The witnesses claim that these supernatural beasts have the capability of running as fast as a vehicle is able to drive, regardless of what speed it's reached. These hounds are believed to be responsible for numerous traffic accidents that have occurred on this road and death of those that have lost their lives on this haunted road. And many have expressed the fact that these seemingly supernatural beasts have the power to literally shred tires with their razor-sharp teeth, and many individuals claim that they may jump into the windows of the vehicle driving along the road, and they literally attack and maul the individual in those cars. So,
wow.
You don't have to worry about me going on that stretch of road. I don't drive that much anyway, but even if I did get out that way, not going down Highway 666 or 66 or any highway that's even related to that area, because I have no desire to see a Hound of Hell at all.
No, they don't sound like a very lovely beast at all. You know,
Jay, can you imagine that, Jay? You're just like enjoying, because I know it's beautiful. That part of the country is beautiful, and you've got the mountains and all these other different things and everything, and you're just kind of like, you know, out there enjoying it, and it's turning sort of dusky, you know, getting ready to get, you know, nighttime, and you're just driving, and you've got the music on, and you're just enjoying life and the scenery and everything, and all of a sudden it's dark, and then all of a sudden, here you have a pack of vicious dogs coming out of nowhere on you. And you're like, what the crap?
And you know what? It would be scary if they were just regular dogs coming at you like that and they were vicious. But imagine they're supernatural dogs.
Dogs with, you know, they say they have, you know, they have different versions of the Hounds of Hell and what they look like. And they, some say they have one eye, and some say they have two yellow eyes, and some say they have red eyes. And can't even imagine. Because that would probably give me a heart attack. I'll probably die. I would probably just die. That would probably just kill me. That would just take me on out. They would find my car and me in it if they left me there and just dead. Completely.
Yeah, and you know, even just seeing one, you know, sometimes in some of the mythology that I ran across, they said that can be like a bad omen, like
exactly.
Basically like the bearer of death, you know, so that's like a sign that you're about to check out, you know, and in some of it they say you have to see them three times, some of it you just see them one time, so.
I don't want to see it at all.
I know. I don't want to see any of those.
I don't want to see any Hounds of Hell at all. I don't want to see any. No, thank you. Mm-mm. I love my dogs. Everybody knows I'm a dog girl, dogs are people, but, you know, I just don't know if they're on my team. I just don't know if they're playing Team D. I just don't know. They're not, I don't think they're on my team. So they can stay where they are, and I'll stay where I'm at. We'll all be happy.
Sounds like a good deal to me. But, you know, then I saw something else where it says, while considered a bad omen, the hellhound has often helped many as well. The supernatural dog was said to warn people of danger and protect them when they needed it. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
But still.
I did see that where, you know, they would, you know, back in, I don't know, maybe the 1800s or something like that, they would say they would accompany single women on their way home to make sure that they got home safely.
Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't want to know that they were with me, though. Even if they were, I wouldn't want to see them.
No, don't show up. Don't let me know you're there. Because I don't know you're there to help me. And so you're going to probably end up killing me. So I'm going to kill myself not knowing that you're there to help me. No, if you want to protect me, that's fine. But stay off in the brush. Don't make any noises. Don't let me see your eyes. Don't do anything. Just stay off and just protect me from afar. From very, very far. Something's going down. Come and help me. But other than that, just stay on off to the side. I'm good. I'm good.
Exactly. I'm sorry because I think on the Monsters and Mysteries of America thing, I think one of the guys, he was going out to, I think his wife was inside watching TV and he came out to make sure his gate was locked or something like that. And he noticed the dog like staring at him, I think from across the street or something. And you know how they show it on TV where they make the person seem, you know, kind of foolhardy and they're just steadily looking at him instead of going ahead and getting back inside, you know, and he was just sort of looking at the dog and everything, and then I think eventually the dog sort of started charging him and everything, and I'm like, no, it wouldn't have taken that long for me. It would have been gone.
The first time I see a dog, okay, of course you know me. Oh, it's a puppy. It's a dog. But the first time I see that, I'm not even going to lie and say that wouldn't be me, because that, I was like, oh, it's a dog, because many a time I've looked in my backyard and thinking, oh, is that a puppy? And it's like a raccoon. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know the dog. So I've had that moment, but once you turn and let me see that you are not the usual dog that's just kind of wandering around the neighborhood, that's cool. You can have it. I'm going back in. You can have everything that's out here. I'm back in the house. Take
exactly. That's the glowing red eyes. I'm sorry, that's not a good sign. We are gone.
No, thank you. That's okay. You know, around the country and different things, I ran across these animal stories of people that have seen certain things, certain animals or what have you, that they couldn't really explain what was going on. And I ran across a couple of stories, but in Washington, D.C., it's Kitty, they call this particular thing Kitty of the Capitol.
There it sounds cute. The name sounds cute.
Yeah, I don't want to see it, but it sounds cute. There is one black cat you don't want to cross, that you don't want crossing your path in Washington, D.C. It is said to be haunted by a demon cat that appears as a black feline and grows to the size of a tiger as it approaches you. The spirit is said to be the leftover from the kitties brought in to solve the Capitol's rat problem. I guess at one time the Capitol had a rat problem. And they thought, let's bring in some cats.
I wanted to have heard of that, though.
Yeah, they brought in some cats, and apparently, I mean, I guess they saw the rat problem, but they must have died and they didn't want to leave. But they also say this particular cat, or cats, I'm not really sure, but this particular cat is a predictor of national tragedy, saying that it is rumored that this demon cat was spotted shortly before the stock market crash and JFK's assassination. So, I don't know about that.
Then I started thinking about Miss Evelyn's cat sighting, and I'm like, was it that cat? Even though she wasn't in Washington, D.C., but yeah. I don't know.
Well, they said this is what got me, was they said that as it approaches you, it becomes the size of a tiger.
Okay, never mind.
Yeah, okay.
Never mind.
This one is like, it's a cat, but then as it's walking towards you, it becomes like a tiger. So, anyway, that would just take me out. I just think I wouldn't even make it, because I'd probably have a stroke and die, a heart attack or something like that, and just be like, okay, well, you know what? This time I'm going out. This is how it ends. This is how I leave the world. There's a cat, now he's a tiger, and he's coming at me. See you later. It's been great. I'm out.
Yeah, we don't want any demon cats. We don't want any hounds of hell. We don't want the cat lady, although the cat lady might have been nice. She was minding her own business. She wasn't bothering anybody.
No, but, hey,
she was doing her own thing. But I just think that when I saw her walking down the street, that would have freaked me out. And maybe, you know, I don't know, because I can't remember now if my grandmother said she ever heard her, if she ever heard her say anything. I would have to ask Miss Evelyn, did my grandmother ever tell her, but I can't remember now. But I just think that just would have kind of freaked me out so bad, I think I probably just went in the house.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is, my thing is like, well, did she have family? My thing is, was she alone? Did she have family? You know, did she, like, live at a certain place, you know, in the area? Uh-huh. Like, you know, you walk by and say, that's the cat lady's house, and, you know, did she live alone, or, you know, did she have
Yeah,
family?
And that's the thing, because she must have lived somewhere in the area.
Yeah.
Because this, we're talking that this was in the 50s, this was in the 1950s, so, you know, like I said, a lot of people, you know, they just got out on foot, you know, and everything, and she would just be walking, because even my grandmother, she would get out and she, you know, just, like, walk up to the corner store or walk wherever, you know, she couldn't drive, and she just did a lot of her business either by city bus or walking or whatever, and this lady would just be out just like any other person, but I don't think she said she had fur or anything like that, but I guess she was like a regular lady in all respects, but my grandmother made it seem as though she had cat ears, like they sat on her head, like how a cat's ears sit on their head, and she had the tail, but, you know, she'd always have on a dress, and she'd just be going on about her business, and in the face, she just had cat-like features. She looked like a cat.
Well, you know, I've seen the woman who you know, did plastic surgery to make herself look like a cat woman. You know, but if that's back in the 1950s, so you're thinking that, you know, plastic surgery and all of that stuff wasn't even really going on back then, I guess.
Mm-hmm. No, and if it was, it wasn't nearly as sophisticated as it is now. So I doubt that was what this was. And, like, you know, where my grandmother was from, and, like, she had humble beginnings and everything. So even if plastic surgery had been available, no one in her neighborhood, you know, would have had access to that anyway.
Exactly.
That was kind of creepy, but, you know, my grandmother, she just sort of, she witnessed a lot of stuff, too, and, you know, even my granddad, he would, this story isn't really so much about animals, but he would tell the story about, which I don't know for him, you know, whether he was just trying to scare them or not, but my mom would tell the story where he would tell them about these people called the Moore people, and their last name was Moore.
Okay.
And they were a family of people who allegedly lived somewhere in the area, not as close to them as the cat lady, but just, you know, somewhere maybe about 20 miles away or something. And this family, you know, they were kind of abducting people and, you know, engaged in cannibalism. So, like,
oh, my goodness. Are you serious?
Yeah, and like, now, whenever I would, you know, ask about this, you know, and ask any of my uncles and my mom and stuff, you know, they would say, now, with him, they weren't sure, because he was just one of these people, he was afraid of nothing, you know, and he would just sit up and tell all these scary stories and tell about all his experiences, and my mom and them would sometimes say that they didn't know if maybe he was just genuinely trying to scare them or whatnot, but she just said he could just sit up and he would wait until it was about to get nighttime, and he would just start telling them about these different things, but he allegedly claimed that this was some real family, you know, I've never found this online or anything either, so maybe he was just trying to scare them. I believe my grandmother Moore was hers, because I think my granddad was kind of at times known to try to scare them about certain things, but we're not certain whether he was, you know, accurate or not accurate, but whether he was just trying to scare them with this or not. So,
okay.
I hope he was just trying to scare them.
I hope he was just trying to scare them. I pray to God he was just trying to scare them.
Yeah.
Because that would, okay.
Yeah, but where it got more weird and where I'm like, okay, well, maybe he really was, because he claims that this family sort of had some stuff going on, like with deformities, and he was like, they kind of, what did he say, like they had like one eye in the middle of their head, and I was just like, okay, come on now. But you know, once again, you know, my mom and him said at the time he'd be telling it, you know, he seemed serious, but I think at times he would just be trying to scare them. Once again, let's hope he was.
I hope he was. I hope granduncle, I don't know. he was just trying to put a little fear in it and make the evening a little bit more, you know, interesting. So
but he was him and my grandma, they were just sort of fearless, you know, and they could just sit up and, you know, talk about all this stuff, and, you know, and it didn't bother them, you know, they could just go on about their business and just go on to sleep, and it really wasn't anything for them.
Well, you know, I mean, my parents the same, because my parents, you know, at one time lived, well, my dad, I mean, from the country, and my mom at one time lived in the country, she moved to the city, but, you know, they have all these stories of, you know, their mothers, and they would, you know, tell stories of things that would happen out in the country and stuff that you couldn't explain. I just was like, okay, well, okay. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know about it. It's okay. It's okay. But, I mean, you have those stories that are passed down as they come, as you, you know, and they make it to the next generation, and you don't know if it's true or not because it's been passed down and maybe enhanced a little bit or not or what have you. So, you know, you never know. It has to start somewhere.
Yeah. You know, I've heard my share, and I'm one of these people. I love stuff like that, but I'm a lover of it in the daytime. And I will sit up and I will take it all in, and because I've always been fascinated by the paranormal and things like that. Now, I'm not a person. I'm not gonna fool with Ouija boards, crystal balls. I'm not into that type of stuff. I don't mean like dabbling in anything and tarot cards and all that. That's not me. But I mean, I'm just fascinated in the idea of there being a life beyond this one, and perhaps that there are forces or just things that we can't see, but that doesn't mean that they don't exist. I'm fascinated in that sense, but I don't like to talk about it at nighttime.
You know,
that's my issue.
We can't have a discussion later on about this, Jane. Come on.
Let's talk about it again at dawn. You know, I'm that type of person. I can sit up and we can discuss this type of stuff, you know, but then as it starts getting about 6 o'clock and I know that the sun's going to be setting pretty soon, then I'm like, okay, let's wrap this up, you know. But then I'll be laying in bed and I'll regret that I had the conversation. And I'll be scared for a while, but then later, you know, I'm just fascinated by it.
You know that, you know, with all the shows now, you know, you have so many paranormal shows and ghost hunters and all these different things that are out there. You know, you sometimes you think, okay, this is just for entertainment value, but then you have to know that there's some things that happen that you just can't explain. And I believe that there's energy beyond, you know, this life. So, hey, it's possible.
Yeah, anything's possible. But what's even more fascinating to me than just, like, say, ghosts or spirits or something like that, it's just, like the thing that I saw in the sky, like the bird thing. Like, that wasn't anything paranormal. You know, it was a real physical thing that was there, like a real creature. And and just, like, the cat lady and stuff, it's like, okay, these weren't paranormal things. So I'm fascinated by, like, how did they come about? What are they exactly? Or, you know, I have no idea what I saw.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's an explanation to it. There's an explanation to, you know, what it is, why it is, and how did it come about. But when you see it out of the blue like that, you're like, what is that? What is that? And where did it come from? And how did it get? And it just makes you go to that area of, you know, where did this come from? How did it come about? Is this something, you know, I don't know, from beyond or what have you? I don't know. It's crazy.
And you know what? And probably the bird creature thing and the cat lady, I don't know if they will fall under what we'll be talking about next week more so, but next week we're going to be talking about cryptids. And for those of you who don't know what cryptids are, And this sort, it's sort of an animal topic, but sort of not, because these are creatures where it has not been proven that they really even actually exist. But say if everyone's heard about Bigfoot, everyone's heard of Loch Ness Monster, some of you may not have heard of the Jersey Devil or the Mothman or things like that, but there are people out there who swear that they have seen these creatures.
Yeah, and you know, they have people where they've like, we've taken pictures. You know, they have, like, documented pictures. I was doing research on this And maybe I'm going to go back and see if I can pull that back up, but this particular lady was filming her baby, taking pictures of her baby sitting in the kitchen. And she snapped the photo, and she went back and looked at the photo, and the baby was in the kitchen. And as she snapped the photo in the picture, you see the baby turn around and look behind like it heard something. And in the background of the picture, you see this miniature, and when I say miniature, I mean like a very small human something running across from behind.
Oh, my gosh. Now, see, that would have freaked me so badly out. I'm sorry. No.
So, you know, I mean, of course, this is a personal picture taken by someone who maybe or could. I'm not saying it's not true, but I'm not saying it is true. But, you know, and I saw this picture, and I was like, okay, that doesn't fit the show, but my God, what is that? What is that? And it looks like a little person running across, like, you know, the people that live in the walls or something, that just running the thing behind the baby. You see the baby kind of turn around like, what is that? So, I don't know. I don't know.
Maybe you know, that reminds me of that. I looked at another Monsters and Mysteries in America where I think these people were somewhere in California, and there was a gnome terrorizing them. You know, they did the reenactment and stuff, and the lady said, I think they moved into this house. It was her and her grandchildren, and she said she was coming home from the store one night, you know, during the reenactment, and they showed the real lady, you know, in the little interviews talking about it, and she said that there was this little gnome standing in her driveway, and he was just, like, maniacally laughing at her and her grandson, and it terrified her so bad she dropped her bag of groceries and snatched up the little boy, and they ran in the house, and she was like, but he...
I remember seeing
that. Did you see that? Did you see it?
I remember seeing that because it literally terrorized them. I don't understand why they never moved because that's just the first thing that comes to my mind. But I understand you just can't pick up and leave, but some stuff just make you have to go. It's either I'm going to a hotel or something. But I remember seeing that because I remember that.
Mm-hmm. And they stayed there for a while, and he was terrorizing and stuff, and later she somehow hooked up with the person who had lived there before, and the gnome had been doing them that way too, you know, and they eventually did move out of there and stuff, and I think the gnome lived in the shed behind the house or something like that, and I think she said some years later they went back and that shed was torn down, so they don't know whatever became of the gnome, or I guess if maybe somebody got fed up with him and eventually, you know, they just tore the shed down, but you know, I think they said the house was still there, and I can't remember if they said, like, a new family finally did move in, and since that shed was torn down, that they didn't have any problems. I can't remember the ending, but I know that family did move out.
Well, I would have probably had to have a little celebratory fire of burning of the shed. Maybe he wouldn't have been home that day, but you wouldn't have had a house come back to Mr. Gnome, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, because when you said the baby turned around and saw, like, a little humanoid thing running across there, that made me think of that. So granted, that stuff is probably more so for next week's episode, but, you know, it's all fascinating. Now, some of that stuff, I'm just like, I really hope that doesn't exist. I hope it doesn't, but it's interesting to just talk about it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun.
And now, granted, I will probably have to watch a comedy after this is over, you know, if you know, if I come in from putting up the decorations.
There will be some American Dad and some you know, Cleveland Show, something to come in my future this evening. So
yeah, because that's always been my antidote for being afraid, you know. I kind of just try to look at something funny because I find if I can look at a good comedy, it'll kind of get it out of my head.
Exactly. So, yes, there will be some comedy.
Oh, you want to come spend the night over here tonight?
I know, can I come to your house, Jay?
Or maybe I'll come over to your house. Hey, I don't know.
I'm going to get there. We got to travel by ourselves. I don't know.
Or maybe we'll both go over to Miss Evelyn's house. I don't know. Just wherever there's going to be the most people. We'll do that.
Yes, I don't want to go to
No, she's not in that same house anymore. Remember, that was her childhood home. She's not there anymore. That house is gone.
Okay. Okay. Love you, Miss Evelyn. Love you.
Well, thanks, everyone, for tuning in to another episode of The Missy Show.
this was fun. Thanks to all our listeners and all our callers. Have
Thank
a
you.
Wonderful weekend. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.